This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Just remember why you started.
Yes.
Back against the wall, and you're living on a prayer. Backing down from the fight's gonna get you nowhere. Hit the world back harder than the world has consumed. Believe there's power within, and keep on bringing the boom.
All right, no. Get Big Justice out of here. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Are we going to see a full length from AJ and Big Justice? Full album?
You think they'll go on on tour? I mean, you guys would have to go. Yeah,
we would have. We would absolutely have to go. We'd have to get them in here.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, more motivational, that song or the Rocky theme?
Wow, the Rocky.
Not even motivational.
Oh, it's all about motivated. That the whole thing is.
I just want to say to our friend.
It kind of sounds like a Linkin Park song.
And I think our it does a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know our friends at Live Nation. If you want to book AJ and Big Justice to play one of your venues, this show would support it. I can tell you that.
I don't know how many things would sell out in the hub.
Yeah. Wells Fargo Center? Could they sell?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait, sorry. Is it the Xfinity Mobile Center?
Yes, it is the Xfinity Mobile Center.
You're just saying Wells Fargo Center.
I think it's the Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Yeah, okay. It's an arena.
Xfinity Mobile.
I believe.
Actually, that sounds better. Xfinity Mobile Arena sounds better. I think the name makes total sense. Actually.
I agree.
Yeah,
Xfinity Live is there. Like.
Yes, and the casino is.
Oh, true. Yeah, yep, I think, yeah.
Is and when you're thinking about like Philly, it's a company here. I don't know. Like I saw people talking about it in this era of corporate sponsorships of arenas. I was like,
I think of all the names Josh Harris could have picked, there were probably a lot worse. Like you know, some New York based. Like I
remember it's 50-50.
Oh, true.
With the Flyers.
Good point.
Who are owned by Comcast.
Right. So Xfinity was always going to be the one.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So, and you remember the Sixers never even said the name of the Wells Fargo Center.
Remember, it was like half put on the court or something like that.
It was just the center.
Yeah,
because they weren't getting any money from it. So,
I respect that a little bit.
Yeah, I think Xfinity Mobile Arena. That is the name. Okay. And we have the Xfinity Mobile the Lounge.
Yes, where we do our prep for the shows.
Yep. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks with us here for Tuesdays with Elliot. If you missed it, by the way, we had Doug Peterson on the show yesterday during BG Day, and we're going to replay that for you at 4:30. Great conversation with Doug, who I'd love to have for 2 hours.
Doug's
on
awesome.
Show.
Like when Doug just talks, like I think towards the end of his time here, he was a little beaten down by like the press and everything. When he just talks and is himself, he's like a fantastic storyteller.
Yes, absolutely. We tried to get him to tell some stories about Ike, but he wouldn't do it.
They
were teammates for a year.
They were. Well, like 99, I guess?
Yeah, the year he started here.
What was Doug like in 99?
Like he was as a coach.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same.
Same dude?
Yeah, pretty much the same.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. A little more jolly back then.
Yep.
You know, I think that was his first opportunity to be a starter. Andy had a lot of respect for him. We knew he was a place card holder for Donovan.
Yeah,
right? We had already drafted five.
He knew.
Yeah, he knew it too. But he was great. He was great. He was great as a teammate. Great as one of those mentors. See, Doug's from that era of the backup quarterback really being the quarterback that everybody on the team liked.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because most starters back then, you know, jerks, whatever, whatever. And the backup quarterback is back then, backup quarterbacks.
Like Foles. Yeah, I wonder him and Foles got along so well.
Backup quarterbacks were on teams for like 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Right.
As long as you were a good dude, you were on the team for a long time.
They don't really – like backups shift all the time now. That's
nowadays,
a good point by
back,
you. Yeah, they used to be there like.
Well, whatchamacallit played with us for 10 years. Coy.
Oh, 10 right. years?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. I didn't think it. So.
Think about that. Now, backup quarterbacks are usually somebody that you're developing to be the starter.
Right. Right.
No,
that's a good
Coy
point.
Was
that's
here
changed.
Just
yeah.
as the backup quarterback.
Right. Yeah. Happy to be here.
Just happy to be here.
Happy to be here. So as part of all the interviews that happened yesterday on WIP, one of them was Jeffrey Lurie's first call to WIP in 30 years.
Yeah.
And he
that
did
was amazing.
He did talk about one change. You know, Jeffrey is not like the gameplay guy, but he did talk about one position that the team is intent on bringing back.
Well, Jeffrey, thank you so much for being a huge part of BG
welcome.
Day.
I have a quick message for John. I miss you, but also,
I
you know
you
what?
Too.
We're gonna try to quietly resurrect the fullback position. Kevin Turner, yourself, maybe Ben can do some things here. We're gonna try for it. How's that?
Thank you, and I really do think there's a place for the fullback.
Oh, me too.
It's coming back.
It will dominate.
We all do.
Richie.
I was going to cry for a second.
Yeah, Richie is unbelievable.
Elite pandering from Jeffrey Lurie.
So just good.
Thank you.
I mean, exactly.
Yeah, this in the beginning too.
So you know what?
Wait, did he hit it again?
So you know what?
Whoa!
That's Richie. Yeah, I miss you too.
You talking
yeah.
about Jeffrey there?
Yeah. Well, because Jeffrey said, "I miss you, John," and John's like, "I miss you too."
Wait, play it again.
Two long lost lovers. It was unbelievable.
So you know what?
I do wonder. I do wonder if the running NFL continues, whether the fullback really actually does become
back.
A thing. Yeah.
I mean, they signed someone to play it when Ben Van Summeren got hurt last year.
Yeah.
Kyrie Blassingame, I think his name was.
Yes.
That's a Super Bowl champion, by the way.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
Well, and it was funny when he was.
Like these guys got rings, man. I'm telling you.
Hold on. Did Nicolas Moreau get a ring?
Yeah.
I think so.
He was he had a jersey
well,
on
got a
for
ring.
The game.
He was
active.
Yeah, I think he gets
see,
one.
Moreau was he signed right before the playoffs? Or was it after
I think
signing.
He got signed after N'Kobe. I think he was
what a gig.
Maybe right around there.
Listen,
yeah.
Bradbury's just taking his ring and running with it.
Oh, yeah. Bradbury's got one, yeah.
Yeah, I think and every time they used Van Summeren as a fullback last year, I was like, wow, this seems like a cheat code. You know, there's just a guy that runs in front of the running back and knocks everybody over. And last thing, there was an article in the Washington Post basically saying that the NFL has the votes to get rid of.
That's where I was going
to
go.
To get rid of the tush push. And one of the ways that they're doing it is they're making it sort of a wider rule that will make it illegal also for offensive linemen to push the running back further down the field, which I think will make it, you know, we already had a bunch of those penalties where the offensive lineman was too far down the field. And if that is more difficult to navigate, having somebody who is not on the offensive line, who is assigned for blocking down the field, will make a lot of sense, I think.
Well, so the defensive tackle they drafted, Ty Robinson, played fullback 8 times at Nebraska on 8 plays on like red zone, and they scored touchdowns on 7 of them. So I wonder if part of the reason they took Ty Robinson is because they think he can go in there on fullback.
Dude, Ty Robinson is a monster.
Yeah,
physically.
You should watch the plays. It's,
yeah.
I mean, it's honestly not much different. I mean, Mailata is bigger, clearly, but like when you watch him in there at fullback, it would be like putting Mailata back there.
And we brought didn't we bring a rugby guy on? Then we signed a
rugby
guy.
Yeah, but he's like a linebacker body.
Oh,
he's small. He's smaller. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's still, you know,
man. Ty Robinson is a fullback.
Yeah,
that sounds terrifying.
And they moved Ben Summeren fully to fullback now. But what I think's interesting about what Jeffrey said there, he like sought that out. You know, he wasn't asked about it. The interview was wrapping up, and he was like, "Oh, I got one more thing I want to say."
Yeah, he did that for Richie. Yeah, you could hear Richie. You could hear the underneath the table here.
I do. I do think Nick is an old school football guy more though. Like I could picture him being into a fullback.
Yeah, I could too. 215-592-9493. Now in this studio right here is oh my god, look at him. That wait, what's that? What am I looking at? here. Oh, right. Yes, we will get to that in a moment. Yes, Eagles Insider of the Year stuff about you in just a moment. So in the studio here,
check my phone.
We have three dog guys. You know, Ike's dog guy,
yeah.
Elliot's guy, Kingsley, dog guy.
Yes, correct.
I have two dogs. If you are a dog person or a cat person, you care about your pet. For me, I care about nothing more than my pet. My wife is right there, but the pets, Rebel and Scotchy. Dogs and cats rule has to be your home, whether it is for supplements, you know, whether, you know, got allergies or maybe joint issues or something like that, whether it is for food, where Dogs and Cats Rule really shines, top of the line stuff, all the new fresh diet stuff as well, whether it's toys for out in the backyard during the summer, whether it's natural flea and tick prevention, Dogs and Cats Rule, Dogs and Cats Rule, Dogs and Cats Rule. And the very, very most important thing there is the staff to give you the answers to the questions that you have. And if you've been to other pet stores, you know the employees there, I'm sure they mean well, they don't have the information and they don't have the patience and they don't have the sort of customer service acumen that the folks over at Dogs and Cats Rule do. I can't recommend them enough. If you care about your pet, Dogs and Cats Rule is a great place to be. There are 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. So you reported on the morning show today.
Yes.
That you think it is likely that Dallas Goedert returns as a Philadelphia Eagle.
I think it's very likely that Dallas Goedert will be playing for the Eagles in 2025.
Hey!
The best way I can put it is
we tried to tell you that this was going to happen for weeks.
That's good news.
Well, but I don't think this was what anybody thought was going to happen. I think this has been like a long process.
Well, it took them a while to get to the point where we already saw where this was going.
Like, the idea of trading him for a draft pick was insane.
Yeah.
Not if they would have gotten a good offer.
But they...
They didn't.
They
no,
were
I know.
Never going to get a good offer.
I think all I can say is I think both sides entered the offseason thinking that they would split up. Now, you guys could be correct that maybe you thought all along the Eagles were playing chicken and they were going to keep him.
No.
What we're saying is they were never... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
That the first time you said it, well, they can get a draft pick for Dallas Goedert. I was like, wait a minute. If they get a draft pick for Dallas Goedert, like... You're assuming that the rest of the league is valuing him in a different way than anybody else is. All we say is the guy's 30 years old, he's injured all the time, and he's getting paid $14 million. How are they going to get a draft pick for him?
So, okay, well, that's different. Okay,
yes.
Yeah,
right. It seemed unlikely they were ever going to get a draft pick for him, and that he was worth way more to just be on the Eagles roster than anything else.
Yeah, but I do think if they... Now, you obviously ended up being correct that they did not get a good trade offer for him. All I was saying all along is they were very open
were
and trying to trade him,
yeah.
And Goddard was also open to going somewhere else that would pay him.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, that didn't happen.
Well,
but,
well the Eagles' messaging certainly wasn't. Dallas Goedert is going to be back here. So it always felt like they were certainly looking
right.
to move on.
Do you think this is a... So we take the Hassan Reddick situation, maybe even not Hassan Reddick, the Josh Sweat situation.
Yeah.
Didn't they tell him he could go out and find a trade or whatever? And then, but the back of the mind, they're like, good luck.
Right.
I wonder if they didn't want to pay him this. They went up to Dallas Goedert and they're like, we don't want to pay you this. And he's like, fine, then trade me. And they're going to go, absolutely, we will try and trade you. And they, because it was no secret they were trying to trade him, right?
Nope.
They made sure everybody knew they were trying to trade him, knowing full well in the back of their mind, we ain't going to get anything for him. And knowing full well that they could at least approach Dallas after trying to trade him to get him to take less money to make it a more... an easier situation for him to.
I think that could be it, but okay. I also think that like they did sign two free agents early on at the position. I think they wanted to draft a tight end. Now you can give them credit for not like going against their board and reaching for a tight end. The board just didn't fall their way. If the board fell their way, this could be a very different discussion. So I agree with you that, and I think a difference too is there is times like Hassan Reddick. The Eagles were never giving Hassan Reddick like anything. Like they were always going to move on from Hassan Reddick, right? Mm-hmm. I think with Goddard, he does have people in the building that are big fans of his. So I think they would welcome him back in a way. Maybe other contract disputes we've seen where the Eagles are basically like, we're not super interested in having you back. And I think your point's correct that maybe Howie thought, yeah, you can go try whatever you want. I know how this is going to play out, and it's going to be advantageous for me.
215-592-9494. Last thing with you, Elliot. We talked about this briefly yesterday, Saquon. Now, there's a... I want to do this carefully, because honestly, Saquon can do whatever he wants. I am... Saquon gave us a Super Bowl. Like the last season doesn't happen without Saquon. He is having the time of his life this offseason. Saquon's been around. Video him with Timothy Chalamet. Looks like he's having a pretty good time.
Great time, yeah. What'd you see? He puts his hand up and is like, let's not record this.
Yeah.
Too late, Saquon.
Yeah. You know, the Met Gala. Just anyone who's like, Saquon, want to come out and be Saquon? He's like, yes. It's like his last offseason was committed to one thing, showing that he was Saquon Barkley. This offseason has been committed to celebrating what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And like that compared to the touches, I just think we're heading into a season with Saquon where I would be more surprised than not if he's great this year.
So I think it depends how you define great, I guess, right? Like it would be pretty surprising if Saquon ever had a year like he did last year. Mm-hmm. Like that just statistically, I do think though, like Saquon is clearly someone that I would be very surprised if Saquon showed up to camp like out of shape or anything like that. So I get what you're saying. Like we're seeing a lot of Saquon, you know, partying here, doing this. Like I understand, but I just from being around Saquon for a year and watching his whole career, like he seems like he's always been somebody that's in great shape.
Now,
I agree with you. Like
he never won a Super Bowl before.
That's fair. What would you set the over under at for yards for him next year? Like it's like 1,300.
We get 13, I'm happy.
Yeah, I think it's low.
Yeah, I'm saying realistically, and it was the healthiest season of his career.
Yep.
And the thing we brought up yesterday was the Hamels off season after 08, mm-hmm. which is he had every commercial thing and blah blah, and he had the season from I wouldn't say season from hell, but he didn't have a great season next year, and it was pretty. Now I don't think Saquon will be as controversial, but like. I'm thinking more like 1,000. Because
now are you factoring like he's probably going to get hurt?
I'm factoring in the 507 touches, the offseason where I'm sure he'll come in shape, but there's just no way he can be as committed to
as he was last year.
As he was last offseason, just physically.
And it's hard to talk about this without bringing up like they also just cut him a massive check.
Yes, right? Which I think is a negative.
I think is a mistake. Like yes, I said, yeah. I would not have done it. I get he deserves it and all that, but the Eagles are not normally in the business of paying for past production, mm-hmm. which is what they're doing here. So, I mean, if I told you right now, you could sign up for, like, what would be the number you would sign up for? 1,200?
Well, for me,
but
it's...
that's all you're going to get. Like, it can't be more.
For me, it's... if he can be healthy at the end of the season... I actually...
You don't care. Like, if he's just healthy going into the postseason, that's good enough for you.
I mean, really, because the passing offense is going to have to do more this year anyway. Mm-hmm. Even if he didn't have this offseason, from a touches standpoint, whatever. So, yeah, I would sign up for 1,200 yards. What would you?
1,750.
Whoa.
Total yards.
Well, he doesn't catch the ball that much. Well,
not here.
What did he have last year?
Yes.
He needs to start catching the ball more.
Yeah. I think 1,750 would be... If he has 1,750 after having, what did he end up with? 20-something?
20...
48 or whatever it was, right? Like,
yeah. We had 2048 rushing yards.
Yeah. I think if you could get 1750 total yards out of Saquon next year, there's a positive to that in the way that's a great year, but I don't know what that 2026
now,
looks
now,
like.
Now, think about this. Think about this. When I say total yards, rushing and receiving,
yep,
that's 100 yards roughly a game, rushing and receiving. Saquon shouldn't be able to get 100 yards rushing
and
receiving.
Well, the Saquon we saw last year, absolutely.
Well, yesterday you were like 10, 15 touches the first four games.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden that 100 yards becomes even more. Then
you average like 10 yards a touch or whatever.
No, it just means as the season goes on, he's going to get stronger.
Okay.
Right. So you think like a slow start to the year, but then he has like 150, 130.
I would purposely not use him as much early.
Yeah.
I think that's what they'll do.
Have to be committed to it.
They tried last year.
Yeah.
Well, it's clearly tough for them in game too.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
You know, like they go in.
Well, yeah, because if you can't get a damn first down, then we got to turn around and hand the ball to him.
Sounds interesting.
Well, yeah. Jalen was the best third down, one of the best third down quarterbacks in the NFL. Oh, so it's not an opinion; it's a stat.
Well, best.
Elliot has all the stats.
Again, best is not a stat.
He had the sixth best quarterback rating in the NFL on third down, and he was the best.
Well, that doesn't make him the best.
He was also the best rushing quarterback in the NFL on third down.
What does best mean?
The best means like number one.
I said one of the best.
He's saying what's the number?
Oh, what was his quarterback rating? You're saying?
No, you're saying okay. So you're saying he is sixth.
He had
in
the
quarterback
sixth best
rating.
Passer rating in the NFL,
and then
on third
you
down.
Said he was the best runner on third down.
Yes.
What does best mean?
Oh, okay. So if you look at total rushing first downs, he was number one. And hold on. And then if you also look at first down runs over 5 yards, he was number one as well.
Okay. That's a good stat.
Thank you.
That one is a good stat.
Thank you.
The first one, not so much. The second one, not so much. It makes him one of the best on third down.
I said he's one of the best quarterbacks.
You said the best.
I caught myself, look, and I went back.
All right.
Because I know anything other than, fourth is not good enough, right? Yeah.
Well, not when you're saying the best.
He was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL on third down.
It's just a lot. And I love Saquon, so I'm not going to say I got my eye on you. But if it were anybody else, I would be saying, I'm monitoring. Put it this way, I'm going to use a Jack phrase.
Watching you, Saquon!
I'm monitoring the situation.
I think like everybody needs to lower their expectations for next year. Like
What do you mean by that?
Like, they're probably not winning the Super Bowl. So like a successful year next year to me would be make the playoffs, hopefully win a game or two, and like, that's kind of it. Like, that should be the bar.
So that's what we should tell everybody going into the
season? No. But I'm saying, like, I think they have earned a year where if they don't win the Super Bowl, like, there's not going to be a whole, Jalen's not the guy. Like,
listen, nobody does that here but Spike.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he does that.
Exactly right.
Secondly, we don't go into seasons after winning the Super Bowl saying, you know what, if you make the playoffs, it'll be all right.
Just being realistic.
We don't do that around here.
I get that. Everyone wants that. I would love to be in Super Bowl week with you guys again. That was fun. But
repeat champs. When's the last time we had repeat champs? Chiefs?
In the NFL?
Chiefs, right?
Well,
I'm trying to think. It's only really been the Chiefs and the Patriots.
Yep.
Come on, man. Yeah. We're trying. Listen.
Well, that shows how hard it is.
We are. Yeah. But what I'm saying is.
Cut that audio.
Where we are right now. And this is where you guys got to get comfortable. Because I think you're still uncomfortable with success. That's how great this team is. That's how great we're going to be moving forward. This is our era of football. So to go into a season where you don't expect to win the Super Bowl every year, that's the old Eagles. We don't do that anymore.
So
when our team is as young as it is, as talented as it is, as stacked and dominant as it was last year, you know what? They better find a way to get back to the Super Bowl and win it. Because I look at every other team in this league and I say, you know what? They're all looking up at the Eagles from a talent standpoint. They're looking up at the Eagles.
Honestly, you completely changed my mind.
That's a great point.
Yeah, that's going to be my new opinion. I agree with that. That's going to be
We're going to have a strong year, you and I.
Yeah, I agree.
People are seeing how the sausage is made.
I mean, they are the new. They have the best, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yes.
Come on, don't be a coward.
You're right. It's a great point.
All right, Elliot.
I mean, Mahomes may be on his down down.
Yeah.
Elliot, is he cooked?
29?
Yeah. Jalen made sure that happened.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that shows how hard it is.
All right.
There it is.
The Go Birds podcast, you can get wherever you get your podcast, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks and sometimes James Seltzer. Go Birds Daily comes out every single day. So subscribe in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you.
ESP.
We will continue the conversation with you, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will check in on the baseball team, who is back in action tonight with the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.